Now word from your Republican leader, John McCain. My Americans, this is your president-elect, John McCain, leader of the Republican Party. Now, let me start by saying thank you for all people who have voted for me. Together, we'll make America a better place. At least that's what you want to hear. And remember, just because I'm 150 years old, it does not stop me becoming the most powerful person there is. So when you all elect me, I promise to start by carrying out the first three things. Raise taxes, increase oil, and segregate genders and races. Thank you and God bless you all Americans, especially the Canadians. Also, may I just...
See you later, Vera. Hello, mate. What do you want?
Greetings. I'm Maximus Decimus Meridius, and I must consume some meat before I can continue my quest to ancient Rome.
Yeah, my name's Ashley. I run my late father's butchers, and I got all the meat you want, fella. Just tell us the one and I'll get it for you.
Affirmative.
So what will it be, then?
That one over there will suffice.
How many do you want?
I am one man. One will be enough.
There you go, mate. That'll be £3.90.
I cannot interpret what you just said.
It'll be £3.90, fella. Have you got it?
I have 28 denarii. I hope this will be acknowledgeable.
Listen, I don't take any of this euro ish.
This coin is a denarius.
I only take pound sterling, not this crap you got here. Oh, listen, lad. I'm going to Rovers. I'm supposed to shop for lunch 5 minutes ago. So I'll just give you them for free. Just have it.
Thank you. You've been a great servant to a Roman.
Whatever.
Yes, this looks like fresh blood.
All right, just one tetley, please, Betty. Hi, Tyrone. Well, yeah, I didn't have too many this morning. I had Vera, Rita, Audrey, Maria, and this weird guy dressed in a Roman suit. So all in all, quite an ordinary day.
Hello, I'm Edmund Davis, and welcome to another boring history show. Now, I'm always out of breath, because I'm old, and spend my free time walking through forests, like this one. So, on last week's show, we talked about Henry III, who reigned for 150 years. But just to emphasise how exciting this show is, we've got a song for you. So... As I walk through the valley where I see many trees, I think of George I, Edward II, and Henry III. Queen Vic is perfect and Queen Mary is great, just like James I, Richard III, King John, and Henry VIII. And let's not forget Elizabeth and King John. I'm in love with both of these as well as Charles I. Yo, I ain't got class, but I got a cool shirt, and my colleagues agree. I really love James I. Fool, if you like King Alfred or Edward, confess, sir, I can tell you that both of these guys were more than impressed you. But if you tune into my show now and do it on time, and today the show will take you back to 1699. I've been spending most my life living in a history paradise. I've been spending all my time walking through a forest paradise. History documentaries are the reason I divorced my wife. Kings and queens and history are the only thing I love in life.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Ross Kemp on trains.
We're recording. Hello, I'm Ross Kemp on trains. And I'm on the verge, next to a busy railway line, filming and viewing trains through my binoculars. Yep, there's the 1047 to Euston. There's the 1105 to Manchester Piccadilly. Oh, what a beauty. It's a vast world out there. You've got to be on your toes with your binoculars as trains come past at deathly speeds of almost 200 kilometres an hour. Right. I've spent 46 hours in the same spot. I'm going to now move down the track to try and get a better view. This is a level crossing. And I'm going to leave my car, which is a Mini, parked here. Okay, I've just locked up the car. It's parked on the level crossing. Now, I'm going to go up this hill and film from the bridge. But who? I'm just catching an M36 now to New Street. Right, I'm now going to turn to the southbound side to see if I can get any northbound services with my binoculars. And it seems that... Oh! Oh! My car! My car! Whoa! Whoa! I thought we'd be perfectly safe on the level crossing. What am I doing? Oh, it's nothing more than a f***ing wreck. God! My grandmother gave it to me, and she got it from her mother. But don't worry, it gives me the perfect chance to film the train as it's crashed. Alright, I'm now waiting for the 11:54 to Glasgow.
There is...
Ish, there's four cops after me.
Come back here.
Right, I'm out of here. Crap, I don't have a car. Wait, I've got a better idea. I'll jump on the next train that passes under this bridge and hang on for dear life. Yeah, that'll work. It'll be difficult, but I think I can do it. Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Drop it out! Now I see why our channel's better than Virgin One.
Hello! I'm Michael Winner, and I've won the race to be the new leader of the Metropolitan Police. I'm delighted!
Oh my God, Officer Winner, you've got to come quickly. One of our most senior police officers has just been shot dead in the street.
Calm down, dear.
Live, we bring you former United States President Bill Clinton at the Republicans at the Democratic State Convention.
Hi, America. Now, the first thing I want to say is that I supported my wife, Hillary, in her campaign to become the first female president of the United States of America. Unfortunately, it did not materialize, so I'll be throwing my support behind Barack Obama at the presidential elections. And Mr. Obama will live in 10 Downing Street. He will become the leader of the most powerful nation in the world. So God bless you all. What country is this again?
It's America, I think.
Right. God bless you all, America!
Gandalf tries to become an apprentice. Gandalf the Grey Wizard gets a grilling from Sir Alan.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. I asked you to go out and make the perfect present for an adult female. And what did you do? You bloody bozed it. Now, Wizard, your product was anything but magical. Explain to me why.
I'm so sorry, Sir Alan, but I thought the ring would be a perfect present for females. If they put them on their finger, they can be invisible. They'll have magic powers which they can cast over their husbands. I thought it'd be the perfect thing.
Right, I've heard enough. You are bleeding f***ed in the head. I can't believe you. You actually thought that would sell, especially putting a ridiculous price tag like £400,000. I'm not one bit surprised it didn't sell any.
If it's any consolation, Sir Alan, I'll give you a free...
Shut up! You screwed this task up. I'm sorry. You're fired.
But may I just...
Now, get out! You even forgot your bloody broomstick!
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook. Original sketches and idents are by Adventures in Audio and Axe Productions.